All right, continuing the conversation now. Seems I've misplaced some of my materials here. Yeah, that happens. At any rate, so much more to talk about. We're going to get back to the breakdown of what's going on in the aftermath of the 2 days at the Fox Theater in Detroit. We'll take a closer look at that, but there are other things going on that are incredibly important. First of all, for the first time in a decade, the Fed has cut the interest rate by a quarter point, citing global developments and muted inflation. But the Wall Street did not respond very well. But the Federal Reserve lowered its benchmark rate by a quarter point as an insurance policy, not against what's wrong with the economy now, but what could go wrong in the future. The first rate cut by the central bank in more than a decade. We'll see where this goes. We'll see where this goes. Donald Trump has had plenty of back and forth with the Fed, and he doesn't like how it's operating with him. And Jerome Powell and he have locked horns a few times as far as policy and where we go from here. But they clearly are at odds at how the Fed should affect monetary policy. We'll keep an eye on that. The White House also monitoring the sudden congregation of Chinese forces on the border with Hong Kong. This is a developing problem. As you know, some laws were brought to bear on Hong Kong. Hong Kong was an independent entity, if you will, overseen by the British. And the British gave it back, I believe, in 1997. And with unrest there, the Chinese now have troops massing at the border. This could be devastating for Hong Kong. The White House monitoring the congregation of Chinese forces at the border with Hong Kong. A senior U.S. official who was talking with reporters on the condition that he would remain anonymous, this according to the Associated Press, said the number of units had gathered, but it's unclear if they are security police or part of Chinese military. Part of that coming from Bloomberg. It comes as Beijing accused the United States of inciting the increasingly unruly protests in Hong Kong, which began 2 months ago over a proposed extradition bill that could see citizens sent to the mainland for trial. Since that time, demonstrations have evolved into a statement against Beijing's influence in the operation of the fairly autonomous region. But it's not autonomous. It is part of China. And Bloomberg cites the White House official saying the U.S. is watching China's mainland border maneuvers. Reports of the gathering of forces has sparked panic among Hong Kong locals and the social media. Hong Kong obviously was a economic driver. Hong Kong was an economic driver, and when the Chinese took control of Hong Kong, it was the beginning of this economic revolution for the entire nation from where I stand. That's how it all came together. It was the Hong Kong influence, if you will, free marketing, capitalist system, free market, free enterprise, capitalist system, free trade, all of that brought to bear. And from that time, 20 years ago, you can see what the Chinese economy has done over the last 20 years, competing now directly with the United States, the second biggest economy in the world, growing over the last couple of decades by many fold. So what happens in Hong Kong can have a big impact on what happens right here at home. Another huge story that is breaking that has been panned so far by the president refusing to comment on the possible death of Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza. Hamza bin Laden apparently dead, according to some officials. The United States obtaining intelligence that the son and potential successor of the al-Qaeda leader was killed recently. That comes from three U.S. officials and according to NBC News. The officials would not provide the details of where or when Hamza bin Laden died or if the U.S. played a role in his death. It is unclear if the U.S. has confirmed his death at this point. The president was asked about it, and he said, "I don't want to comment on that," which is weird because he pretty much wants to comment on just about everything. Hamza bin Laden's last known public statement was released by al-Qaeda's media arm back in 2018. In that message, he threatened Saudi Arabia and called on the people of the Arabian Peninsula to revolt. Hamza bin Laden is believed to have been born, 1989. His father moved to Afghanistan in 1996, declared war against the U.S., and Hamza went with him and appeared in al-Qaeda propaganda videos. As leader of al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden oversaw the operation, of course, including September the 11th and the attack on New York City's World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden back in 2011 during a raid on his Pakistan compound, Abbottabad. Hamza not found at the compound. Letters seized from the compound suggested the elder bin Laden wanted his son to join him in Abbottabad and was grooming him as a leader of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. And in September of 2017, an article counter-terror expert and former FBI agent Ali Sufan said Hamza is being prepared for a leadership role in the organization that his father founded, likely to be perceived favorably by the jihadi rank and file. Well, that's over now. That's over. We'll see. Well, we believe it's over. Reports are that Hamza bin Laden has been killed. The president not discussing it, not going into detail on it, not touching it at all, in fact. But obviously, that is a big revelation. A big revelation is that Hamza bin Laden has been killed. But what role the United States may have played or may not have played, we do not know at this time. All right, still to come today. We'll have Shad Straley back here, Shadrach Straley from the Great Lakes News, based in Michigan. He was up close with the candidates at the debate last night. Bill de Blasio remarking to Shadrach, he does not believe Joe Biden would make much of a president at all. We're going to have that for you coming up. Plus, we've got Lara Trump in hour number two still to come. Lara Trump will be joining me here on the program as we bring this all together. So we're going to continue to break this down. We're going to find out what Shad felt, who the big winners were, who the losers were, who's going to be left by the time we get to the next debate stage in September. That's the real question. Who's left? Who's left standing? We're going to break that down. It is the 1st of August, believe it or not. Summer, two-thirds of the way gone. Frightening. It's August 1st. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of five infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.